We're continuing our class on Halacha, Judaism for Mitzvah. We're continuing with mouth and speech. And Chazal tell us that we have a commandment of Hin Tzedek. The Torah says, Mozene Tzedek Avnei Tzedek, Eipa Tzedek, Vehin Tzedek Yelachem. When we have scales, when we have measurements, Mozene, the scale, should be honest. Avne, the stones that you use to weigh. Eifat tzedek, the volume measurement. And hin. Hin is also a volume measurement. If we said eifa, why do we have to say hin? Chazal say the word hin also means hain, yes. When you say yes, it should also be righteous. Our sages say, be careful when you say yes and no, that people can rely on what you say. Hin tzedek, Chazal said, is hain tzedek. When you talk, if you say it is so, it isn't so, be careful. People rely on you. I will buy this object. Well, then you should buy the object. So you'll say, but we didn't cut a deal. You said you're buying it. We have to be careful that what we say is trustworthy. So hin tzedek, Chazal say your yes should be a yes of righteousness. You said it, do it. And this, we have halachos. We have laws about when a deal is closed. So sometimes we say you have to do an act of acquisition. But the Talmud says there's a Mishnah in Bava Metzia, and it's ruled in Halacha, that although technically, halachically, there are times when you say we didn't actively do an act of acquisition, but you said you would do it. The person relied on your word. So the Mishnah says, Mi shepara, he who paid back the generation of the flood, the generation that were scattered, should pay back the person who does not live by his word, who says he will do something and does not. Special curse from the rabbis, Mi shepara, it's called. He who took an accounting, who paid back those generations that were dishonest with one another in the time of the flood, so Hashem took them to task when they were not living up to the Torah values in the generation of the Tower of Babel. Hashem took them to task. So Hashem gets involved in the world sometimes in a very overt way. We wish the person, say the rabbis, that Hashem should take vengeance from him in a very overt way. So it's a pretty serious curse. We have to be careful. You could say, I'm considering it. You can say, don't hold the apartment for me. I'll get back to you. I'm very interested. But if you say, we have a deal, that's our agreement, live by what you said. A person's supposed to live up to their word. So that's another concept of speech. We have another concept of speech. It says in the Torah many times, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe Leimor. Hashem said to Moshe, say this to the Jewish people, Leimor. So the Talmud says, why does it have to say Leimor? Isn't it obvious that what Hashem tells Moshe, you should tell the Jewish people? Says the Talmud, no. If someone tells you something, you have to assume it's in confidence, that you should not tell anyone else unless they tell you, tell them. That's why the Torah keeps telling Moshe, tell them, tell them, tell them, to remind us. If they didn't tell you, tell them, then you're supposed to hold it in confidence. And that's a rule for general conversations we have with people. Someone told you something, that does not mean they want you to go telling someone else. And you can never estimate the impact of what you're saying. You don't realize. I was once on a bus, and there was a guy sitting talking on the bus, and he spoke about his roommate that was about to cut a very big deal. He didn't realize that I knew who his roommate was. And he's telling the guy on the phone, and he's saying he doesn't want anyone to know. Right? What are you doing talking about it on a bus? So we have a responsibility to keep information private, even if it wasn't specified. Even if the person didn't tell us, keep it a secret. If they tell you, you could tell, so you could tell. I've mentioned this numerous times, that very often there are people who are barren, they don't have children, we pray for them, and then because of halachic questions that come up, they'll sometimes tell me that they're expecting, when they're just expecting 2 weeks or 3 weeks, when it's new information. So I can't tell my wife, even though my wife cares very much. So sometimes I'll ask, is this confidential? Can I share it with my wife? I know she cares very much, and she'd be very happy to know. And sometimes they say no, so I respect that. Sometimes they say yes, so that's I respect that too. So that's Leimor. Chazal say, the Torah tells Moshe, Hashem tells Moshe, tell them to teach us that you're not allowed to tell, unless you were told, you can tell. Now this is relevant in halacha as well. You learned something. So can you go quoting it to everyone? Usually yes. Whatever you learned is public information. You were in class, the rabbi taught something, you learned a book, you're allowed to tell it over. Where is this dangerous? When you ask the halachic question. When you ask a halachic question, the rabbi's job is to understand you, understand your circumstance, understand many aspects of the question when he gives you an answer. And people will very often quote, the rabbi told me this. Maybe he didn't want you to quote that. Maybe he only said it for you. Maybe he said it because in your circumstance that's the right answer, but it's not the answer for the general public. Maybe you have no right to post it on a blog because he didn't mean it for public information. So in halacha, our assumption is that if a rabbi gave you an answer to a halachic question, all you know is that in your question, that was the answer. You do not know what the answer would be for someone else in their question. One of the hardest things in understanding halacha is understanding when does the halacha apply to whom. You read halacha, yet you have to learn the background of the halacha, and a lot of it is also apprenticing, learning by older rabbis, to learn when and where to apply which halacha. It's not just a punch in the question and Rabbi Google gives you the answer. Not so simple. Part of what we have to understand is all the variables and the breadth that halacha gives us, where sometimes the correct answer is to be more stringent, sometimes the correct answer is to be more lenient. I'll take an easy example. You have a guy that gets up every morning at 4 o'clock, he's got an early shift, and he asked the rabbi, I have a choice when I should take time off of work. Should I be davening vasikin? Should I be getting up every morning and should I daven? Can I daven at 8 o'clock minyan, or should I ask to get off to daven with sunrise with the early minyan called vasikin? So the rabbi would tell him, of course you should daven vasikin. It's a very good thing to daven vasikin. So now the guy's going to walk around and say, the rabbi told me I should daven vasikin. Even in the peak of summer, when it's 5 o'clock in the morning, you have to get up at 4:30, the rabbi told me to daven vasikin. Wait a second, he had a circumstance. He has to be up then anyways. It's his choice when he could take the time off of work to go daven. There's a detail here. Did the rabbi say that every working person should get up early, even if it could cost him family time, cost him work time, cost him sleep time? Everyone has to get up vasikin? That's not what he said. A guy walks into the rabbi and says, I'm a Yemenite. My family tradition is we always get up vasikin. We go like the Rambam. We hold that you should only do vasikin. That's the proper way to daven. Right, I should daven vasikin every morning? Right. Did I say anyone else should daven vasikin? You asked your circumstance, your question, that's your answer.
But Rambam said?
Rambam holds that l'chatchila everyone should be davening vasikin. Okay? In our society, for most people, davening vasikin would carry a very huge price tag, and it doesn't work with their daily schedule. That's our society today with electricity and other things. Fine. I'm just saying, another application of this idea, don't quote what other people say without their permission, is in halacha, that you have to know if what you were told is something that's quotable. I spent a year walking Rav Nevenzal. I would walk him after his prayer. I would walk him home. And the whole way I'd ask him questions. And then I have a notebook or two or three filled with the Q&As I asked him. Questions I asked him in halacha. His answers. One of the questions I asked him is, the answers you give me, am I allowed to publicize? Are you answering me because of the question? Or are these answers that it's okay to publicize to the public? So that's a valid question. It's an important question. So we learned three things today. What was the first thing we learned?
Yes should be yes. And no.
Yes should be yes, no should be no, and mishepara, the rabbi's curse on a person who goes back on his word in a business deal. Number two, what did we learn?
Don't tell secrets.
We're not supposed to tell over secrets, but we learned something else first. Before that, no, was there something else we learned about speech? The Leymar. We learned Hin, yes and no, and Leymar, to tell
you.
Over. Not to tell over what someone tells me, even if I'm not sure it's in confidence. And finally, in halacha, when I hear halacha, that's said to me, that's the answer for me, not someone else. If it's said to someone else, that's the answer for them. It's not necessarily the answer for me. There's one area where people make this mistake often, and that is the question of birth control. Very often people, my neighbor asked the rabbi and got the same. Do you know what your neighbor's circumstance was? Birth control is a very weighty halachic question. When it's permissible, which type is permissible, depending on the circumstance. No one's going to tell you their full story. Why, if it's necessary in their case, why the rabbi said in their case, this form is permissible or it's not permissible. It's a good question. But very often the answer is no. There's no reason to use birth control. You guys should build your family. Their answer applies to anyone else. Each person in their circumstance. That's a common question that people, wives, will tell one another what the rabbi told them, and then they think, I know the halacha. No, you don't. The halacha is very specific. You have to understand the full breadth of the question to understand the answer that's given. Okay.